The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sake, Eleanor, you must calm down. You can't let yourself get all upset by this, Eleanor.
Well, I called the police. I told them that everybody in this neighborhood had been missing things for some time now.
What did they say?
Well, they said they'd patrol the neighborhood better. But what we need is somebody who's always on guard, or we'll never catch the thief.
I know. Well, I've missed things, too. Isabel said a jacket was taken out of their garage.
Food and clothes. That's what seems to be taken mostly. Or strange things that you wouldn't think anybody would even want. Now today, my cashmere sweater was taken.
Maybe the thief is somebody who isn't, you know, quite right or something.
Oh, but that means he might be even more dangerous if he were cornered or anything or got desperate.
It seems to me I did see a strange-looking man around here the other day. I wondered what he wanted.
Oh, we've got to do something. And that's why I suggest this meeting of everybody in the neighborhood at our house tonight about 8 o'clock.
Well, we'll be there. Mrs. Bronson said her grocery sacks were just rifled the other day. All sorts of stuff.
I'm just a nervous wreck about it. Harry Blake's wallet was stolen. Mary's had things taken off the clothesline.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We women can take turns, two at a time, and we'll form some daytime patrols of our own.
Yes, wonderful. We'll organize that at the meeting tonight. We've got to do something.
What's new in London? Paris, Bonn, Rome, Tokyo, Moscow, Vienna, or Singapore. If today an event of worldwide importance has taken place in any of these news centers, chances are you'll find a first-hand report on it waiting for you on this evening's edition of The World Tonight.
Said we women can form daytime patrols.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe you men could do the same thing at night.
What do you mean, stay up all night?
Well, we've got to do something to catch the thief. I mean, stay out of the salad. There won't be any left for dinner.
Yeah, okay. Where's Betsy?
Having dinner with Candy Cunningham.
Oh?
I think we'll take her with us to the meeting at Elmer's. I'm kind of scared to leave her alone here with just a babysitter.
Best thing to do is call the police?
Well, Elmer did that. Elmer thinks because mostly food and clothes get taken, that it's some vagrant who takes the stuff back to his hideout, you know, by the railroad track?
Yeah, well, it could be. It's my personal opinion. It's more likely that Bradley kid.
Oh, no. This is the work of a professional, dear.
Bradley kid's practically a professional. He is downright destructive. Be just like him to think something like this is pretty cute. Probably got a gang and a hideout of his own.
Just because his football landed in your rock garden.
Yeah, and my rock garden looked as if a couple of elephants had played tag by the time he got his football. Boy, I was mad at that kid.
Well, I will admit the Bradley boy's quite irresponsible, but I don't think he'd steal.
Probably takes after his old man. I never have thought Bradley's business tactics were any too ethical.
Oh?
Yeah.
Think it might be the Bradley boy?
I wouldn't be surprised. Frankly, it sounds like somebody who knows this neighborhood pretty darn well.
Oh, dear, how embarrassing that would be for the Bradleys, whom I don't like too well.
Embarrassing is hardly the word. Look, we catch this thief here, go to jail.
Oh, dear, it's all so frightening. What's that?
Now, honey, don't get so jumpy.
Well, somebody's on the porch.
No,
somebody's out there.
All right, don't...
Don't open the door.
Nobody out here. Oh, hello.
Who is it?
The dog.
Oh, honestly, I'm going to feed him. Brownie, you want some dinner? Hmm?
What's he got? What's he got there?
I don't know. Probably a bone. He takes them under the porch. There's a broken part in the lattice there that he crawls through.
That's no bone, for Pete's sake. Brownie?
Close the door, dear.
Brownie, what the dickens is... What do you got there, fella? What in the...
Dinner in about 5 minutes, dear.
Oh, get away. Go, get away. Come here.
Darling, the dog isn't going to learn anything that way. 1 minute you yell, get away, the next come here.
I'm talking to you. Come here, will you? Come here. Look.
Hey, I'm just going to mash potatoes.
Come out here. See what your dog has mashed up.
What?
Look.
What is it? What's the matter?
Somebody's roasted turkey.
Oh!
Yeah.
That couldn't be right, Brown. He couldn't drag that big thing.
Look, don't say anything. He couldn't drag it. He has dragged it.
Why, that's terrible. What are we doing, you naughty dog? You naughty... He knows he's a naughty. Look at him.
Yeah.
the time you should spank him while it's fresh in his mind so he knows what he's being punished for.
You crazy, fresh in his mind? This turkey was probably fresh for somebody else's dinner.
Well, how could Brownie get it? It must have been something somebody threw out in their garbage can.
Nobody throws out a whole roasted turkey.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. He was trying to drag it under the porch.
Well, I've never known Brownie to do anything like this before. Honey, don't lie down on the ground like that in your good suit.
Yeah, well, get the flashlight, will you? I want to see. Get the flashlight.
Don't break the ladder steps any more than they are, honey.
Get the flashlight.
All right. Oh, dear. Honey, a terrible thought has just occurred to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
Oh, no.
Here's the flashlight.
Oh,
dear,
no.
Do you suppose?
I don't suppose at all. I can see.
What do you mean?
It's all here. Under the porch. Look, the loot.
You mean Brownie? Is
the neighborhood thief, yes.
Oh, my God.
The one we're all having a meeting about tonight is Fred and Ellen. Here, look.
You are going to get filthy crawling under there, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Look, overshoes, sweater, sleigh bells. Look at this.
Those belong to the Harrisons. She said she woke up and heard sleigh bells in the middle of the night, and she woke her husband, and he said she was crazy, and I guess they had a terrible row about it.
Yeah, look, here's another overshoe, a rubber fishing boot. What's this, a leather glove, key ring. Oh!
What?
Boy, this looks like a prehistoric cave with all the bones.
Bones? I don't give him any bones, only the big solid ones that won't chip.
Look, these look like nice fresh T-bones. Hey, here's a leg of lamb, just a bone, of course.
Oh, that was Joyce Norton. She ordered a leg of lamb, and the butcher said he delivered it, and she said he didn't. They had a terrible fuss. She changed butchers.
Hey, wait a minute, here's somebody's earmuff. Here's a scarf. What is this? A nylon slip or something?
Oh,
here, pillowcase.
Several
broken clothespins.
Well, I'll put dinner in the oven to keep warm. We better get these things out while it's still light. What are we going to do about it?
Well, first thing to do is to get organized. Bring out a laundry basket, will you, to put the stuff in, and a paper and pencil so we can list the loot.
Well, we've got to do something about the turkey. It may be somebody's dinner.
What can we do until we know whose dinner it is? Look, bring out a basket. No use. I've walked all over the neighborhood. Even went down as far as the boulevard. I couldn't find a single house that was lit up as though they were having a party.
No house with a lot of cars outside or anything?
No.
Of course, I thought after you left there wasn't much point in trying to find them tonight. Whoever it is couldn't serve the turkey now, anyhow.
Yeah, well, I might like to know what happened to it.
Might be safer to phone them the information.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Well, it's only 6:30. People might not have been asked until 7.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that. So I tried looking in windows to see if I could see some woman weeping and wailing and carrying on. Her husband trying to calm her down and a maid flying around, maybe.
Sure.
I didn't see anything like that.
Well, I'm sure it's for a party. If she were having a hot roasted turkey for dinner, she wouldn't have put it outside. It's my guess she's having a buffet supper and she had to cool the turkey. So she set it outside in a covered roaster, probably, and Brownie smelled it and just nudged the cover off.
Yeah.
She is probably going to have cold sliced turkey.
She was going to have cold sliced turkey.
Yeah. Oh, I feel just terrible, really.
Did you call Eleanor?
No, not yet. I didn't know what to say. Can they have our dog arrested?
How do you have a dog arrested?
Well, a dog can be arrested for biting people. And he's only allowed to bite three people. After that, they can be put away, you know.
I don't think a dog is allowed to bite anybody.
Well, you know what I mean. And the whole of them's dog bit somebody, and when the policeman came to arrest him, he bit the policeman. So he's only got one bite left.
Look, to heck with Edna Whalen's dog. We got to do something about our dog.
Well, I got him. I put him in the basement. I spanked him, and I'm not sure he knows what it's for.
Hey, where's the list? The list we made of stolen goods?
Yeah, 27. That includes Harry Blake's wallet, which Harry must have dropped or left outside. Brownie certainly isn't a pickpocket.
What's this lampshade? I didn't see any lampshade.
That's what that yellow thing was before Brownie worked on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that Hazel Walker mentioned ages ago she'd missed a lampshade, yellow lampshade she put it outside in the backyard to dry.
So it's not one of these things. It's probably new, but we're going to have to replace them. That'll be a nice expense.
Honey.
What?
The paper. Where's the nice paper?
Oh, I brought it in. There it is on the desk.
Maybe it'll be in the paper tonight.
How could it be in the paper? We just found out ourselves.
No. Who's giving a party? It might be in the social column. You know how the women are around here. I think half the time they give parties just to get their name in the... Oh!
What? You find whose turkey? Whose turkey is it?
The Bradleys. Wouldn't you know? The only people in the neighborhood we don't get along with. Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Bradley will entertain 24 guests at a buffet supper this evening.
Heck, they will.
24th. It must be the Bradleys.
Of course, obvious. Well.
You think it may be better if we just didn't mention this at all?
Yeah. If we do, they'll never speak to us again.
Well, of course, they don't speak to us now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I was justified in asking that kid to stay off our property. I do. Why, last summer...
Oh, let's not go into all that again. I don't care whether we're speaking or not. Nobody else likes them either, but I can't help feeling sorry for us. All those people coming.
Yeah, we'd better call.
Yeah, look up their number.
Yeah.
What'll I say?
Our dog chewed up their turkey.
Well, I know, but I mean, how can I say it in a nice way?
I can't think of any nice way to say it. The dog chewed up their turkey. I mean, what are you going to... Here. Juniper 3896.
Why don't you do it? You brought the dog home to begin with.
No, look, I couldn't cope with a woman who's having 24 guests for dinner, which has just been eaten up by a dog, thank you.
Juniper 3896, please. Well, it might not be her turkey, you know.
No, but...
Hello? There's all right. Hello? Hello, Mr. Bradley, could I speak to your wife? Yes. Well, I think I know why she's hysterical. Could you put her on the phone? Oh, dear, this is going to be fun.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If you were a millionaire and changed all the money you owned into single dollar bills and pressed those bills together as tightly as you could, you couldn't compress them into a single solitary tree. A tree takes years to grow and mature, and no amount of money can buy that. That's why, even if you are a millionaire, you can't afford a forest fire. On the other hand, even if you don't have a million in the bank, you can still afford the moment or two it takes to make sure a cigarette butt or matchstick is fully extinguished before you toss it away. And no one is so poor he can't afford that little bit of effort that dousing a campfire requires. America needs trees so that you can continue to enjoy the countless number of wood products you use every day. But our trees need your consideration. Be careful whenever you're in or around a forest area. Help prevent forest fires.
All right, thanks. I'll be right down to pick it up. Thanks very much. Well, I got one.
Where?
At the Martin Hotel. They're selling me a 26-pound cold turkey. I'll take it over to the Bradleys.
I don't feel like doing anything for that woman the way she talked to me.
Well, look, do you blame her? I mean, now you better call Eleanor.
Yes. Well, I don't know what to say to her.
Look, she'll be relieved to think the thief was just a dog.
After she sees her cashmere sweater? Juniper 2434, please.
Hey, look, I tell you what.
What?
Be kind of funny about it. Tell Eleanor to bring the crowd over here for the meeting tonight. Tell her we rounded up public enemy number one and caught him with the goods. Hey, we've got them spread out on the dining room table, and they can pick out their own stuff.
That's funny.
Well, Don, look, why don't you keep an eye on the dog?
Brought him home. He was going to be so much protection
all
for
right,
everybody
all right,
around
all right.
here.
I got to get downtown and pick up that turkey.
Hello, Eleanor. Look, dear. To make a long story short, we found the thief. Yes. All captured him ourselves. Mm. All the brown eyes, curly hair, four legs, alias Brownie.
Better known as man's best friend.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Dorothy Duckworth and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.